stood in the courtroom. The judge turned my way. It looks like you're guilty. Now what do you say? I spoke up, Your Honor. I have no defense. But that's when that mercy walked in. Mercy walked in and pleaded my case. Called to the stand of God's saving grace. The blood was presented that covered my sins. Forgiven when mercy walked in. Stood there in wonder, how could this be? Someone so guilty had just been set free. Well, my chains were broken, I felt born again. Oh, yeah. The moment that mercy walked in. Mercy walked in and pleaded my case. Called to the stand God's saving grace. The blood was presented that covered my sins. Forgiven when mercy walked in. Oh, mercy. Pleaded my case, called to the stand of God's saving grace. The blood was presented to cover my sins. Forgiven when mercy walked in. Blood was presented. Covered my sins. Forgiven when mercy walked in.
Acts 27. Thank you so much for the offering. Thank you. And I know thank you don't seem like is enough, but that's all I can say. My vocabulary is limited, and you could tell before it's over with, I'm just a hick from Virginia that has not much intellect, and my vocabulary is limited. So, but I appreciate your love and the wonderful words that you've given us, and the things, the handshakes, and I've met some new friends this weekend. Praise God. Kevin is a new friend of mine over here. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad. We need each other, y'all. Amen. If you ever come to Virginia, I want you to come by and see us. Amen. We're there in the hills of Virginia, but we serve the same God. Amen. Praise God. But we're fighting the same enemy. But we have the same victory. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And I tell you what, the song this morning, they sung, there have been two songs sung this morning about promise. And that's what I want to preach on this morning. So I hope that is confirmation that we went in the right direction. And I don't know what time. I don't have a clock nowhere in here in this big building. My word. I don't have one on me, so I don't have no idea what time it is. But I'll try not to hold you long. And but in the book of Acts, we know what the story is. The book of Acts, the 27th chapter. Paul been taken to Rome, and he's held captive with some prisoners, and they're getting on a ship. And headed to Rome, and he has exhorted to them. It's not time to sail right now. They was at Fair Havens. They should have stayed at Fair Havens. And but the centurion and the owner of the ship decided to sail against Paul's will and God's will. And they went on down the into the waves, and we find them in deep peril. We find them in disastrous form of storm, and. Beginning at the I always forget I need glasses. Brother Terry, I noticed this morning it was looking over his eyes like this and over his glasses. So I always forget my glasses now because I've been in denial so long. But in the 13th verse of 27th chapter, we find then where they are in the storm. And we got to understand that there's 276 men on this boat. And Paul, and I'm assuming Luke's there because Luke is the recording here. He's the one that's writing this story. And he says we in several times. So I'm assuming Luke was on here with them. And he said in the 13th verse, and when the south wind blew softly, supposing that they had obtained their purpose, loosing thence, they sailed close by Crete. But not long after there arose against it a tempest wind called Euroclodon. This storm was so big that it had a name. And we have a lot, you guys, I know y'all have a lot of thunderstorms that come through here. A lot of tornado warnings, and you're in the south here. You have, because I can see it on the radar back home. I can see the storms coming through South Georgia. And lots of them, they're tremendous, but they don't have any names. But those ones that come off the coast out there, they name them. And this storm was so great that it had a name, Euroclodon. So that meant it was a pretty big tempest. And you understand, I'm trying to get a picture here that this wasn't no small storm. This was a big storm, and I don't know what the boats looked like back in those days, but they ain't like they were now. Amen. I want you to understand how dark and how vast and how major of a situation we have here. And he said, when the ship was caught up, it could not bear up into the wind, we let her drive. In the 21st, the Bible said, and when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. I want us to get that. All hope that we should be saved was then taken away. But after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, sirs, you should have hearkened unto me and had not loosened from Crete. And to have gained this harm and loss. Now I exhort unto you, be of good cheer. For there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. My, my. We're out there on the ocean, and the storm is the biggest thing we've ever seen. We got 270-some men on here, and we ain't seen the sun or stars in many days. And you say, be of good cheer? I'm going to tell somebody this morning, you've been in a storm a long time, but be of good cheer. You ain't seen the stars or the sun in a long time. The darkness of the night has covered you, but I'm here to tell you this morning, be of good cheer. Because of the promise. Amen. Let me read on. Praise God. No doubt Paul said, I don't know what Paul was feeling, but he knew where he was going. And I don't know if doubt overtook him, but he stole away a while. To seek confirmation, no doubt. Lord, are you still with me? I'm here amongst prisoners. I'm amongst strangers. These guys are wicked men. There's only one. It's Luke, and he's with me that I really know on here. And I'm in the darkness of storm, and looks like we're going to lose our life. And he goes and he seeks God. Praise God. What else can we do, friend, when we're in the darkest of night? It's to go pray. Amen. Amen. And after long absence, he comes back and he says, be of good cheer. And he said, for there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Paul, you're going to be saved and all those that surrounding you. Even if one that don't deserve life is going to have life because you're on here, Paul. Do you realize that you could be the saving grace of your family? Amen. You say somebody's lost. But I tell you what, if you surrounded them and God's surrounding you, you can save somebody. Praise God. Amen. I'm going to get ahead of myself. I ain't careful here. Praise God. Amen. He said, wherefore, sirs, again. 25th verse. He tells them again, wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer. For I believe God that it shall be even as it was told, how big we must be cast upon a certain island. 31st verse, Paul said unto the centurion, after they had decided they was going to maybe they would jump off and get into some other little crafts. They was going, and Paul said, "Boys, listen. Except you abide in the ship, you cannot be saved." Amen. Don't get out, church. The devil will tempt you to say it's easy to be out outside the boats right now, but if you stay in the ship right now, I believe you can make it. Amen. Don't get out of the boat. Amen. Then the soldiers cut off the rope to the boat and let her fall off. And while the day was coming on, Paul besought them all to take meat, saying, "This day is the 14th day that ye have tarried and continue without fasting, having taken nothing. Wherefore I pray unto you to take some meat, for this is for your health. And there shall not an hair fall from the head of any of you." Now that's a tall promise. That 276 men was not going to lose one hair. He said, "The very hairs of your head are numbered." Praise God. Some of us have more than others. But he said they're numbered, not counted, but numbered. He knew which one fell out this morning. But he told Paul, "Ain't gonna one of them gonna lose a hair because I'm with you." Praise God. Hallelujah. I promised you, and I'm gonna be with you. Praise God. Amen. Let's read a little more. On down here where the 42nd verse. We're finishing up right here. "And the soldiers' counsel was to kill the prisoners, lest any of them which should swim and escape." Right now the ship has collapsed against the ground there. "And the soldiers' counsel was to kill the prisoners, lest any of them should swim and escape. But the centurion willing to say, Paul, kept them from their purpose." Praise God for Paul. "And commanded that they which could swim should cast themselves first into the sea and get to land. And the rest, some on boards and some on broken pieces of the ship. And so it came to pass that they escaped all safe to land." I want to preach to you, there's a promise beyond the pieces. Some could swim, and some could get on the broken pieces of the ship. You might feel like today all you've got is broken pieces. But I want you to look beyond the pieces and see the promises. You might have broken pieces, but you don't have broken promises. Oh, the adversary will give you pieces, and they're all broken. But God gives you promises that are not broken. Look beyond the pieces of this life. But look beyond the storm that's settling with you. And look at the promise of God and said, "I will be with you all the way, even unto the end of the world. Lo, I'm with you." Praise God. Oh, be of good cheer. How can you say it in a time we're living in when finances are so sparse and look like we're losing our job and it looks like we're losing our comfort zone and it looks like the darkness of night is coming up on us and we don't know what the end time is going to be like? How can we say be of good cheer? Because I know who my captain is. When he said, "I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you," he meant what he said and he promised it, and it's not a broken promise. Praise God. Stay in the ship, my friend. Stay in the ship, my friend. We ain't going down. Amen. If he said we can make it, then we can make it. Because he promised it. And he has never, never, never broken a promise. You've got broken pieces this morning. I've had broken pieces. But I tell you what, God has never broken a promise. Praise God. Hallelujah. When he told his disciples, he said, "Go and teach all these men, preach the gospel." And he said, "Lo, I am with you. All the way to the end of the world." I don't believe he was talking necessarily to the disciples because they're all dead. We're in the last days. And he said, "I will be with you when? Till the end of the world." I believe God's still with us. Praise God, the storm is raging. And their waves are crashing against the shore. And our boat's been shaken. But Jesus is still with us because he's never broken a promise. Hallelujah. Woo! Some of you this morning are looking at your pieces. I know what hurt is. Some of you look at the broken things of your life. Some is looking at your lost loved ones and saying, God, how would it ever happen? Some of you looking at all the things surrounding you. But I want you to look beyond the pieces and see the promise of God. I'm going to meet you on the other side. Hallelujah. Jesus told the disciples, says he, the Bible said he could strain them to get in the ship and go to the other side, and I'll meet you over there. Go before me. Go to the other side. Now, when Jesus says he's going to meet you on the other side, he means what he says. Some of you are saying, I can't make it. Jesus said, come on. I'm going to meet you on the other side. He promised them. But in the middle of the sea there, while Jesus is on the mountain praying, they become in a tempest. They become in a storm. But Jesus is out there praying. He knows where they are. Paul felt all alone, no doubt at times. On the ship with a bunch of prisoners and a bunch of strangers in the darkness of night on a rickety old boat that's fixed to sink. But God knew where Paul was at, and he knows where you are. Hallelujah. He knew where the disciples went, and he decided, well, how am I going to get to them? I'll just take off and I'll just walk to them on the water. Hallelujah. And he came walking on the water because he told them, I'm going to meet you on the other side. Hallelujah. They didn't get to the other side, but he met them halfway. If you can't make it all the way, he'll come to where you are walking on the water because he's never broken a promise. Jesus has said, come on, I'll meet you over the other side. I know what it is, Brother Tracy. You were talking last night about depression. And some people don't want to talk about it, but it's become a part of my ministry now. I know what it's like to feel the storm and the darkness of hopelessness. When Luke wrote this, he said, all hope that we should be saved was taken away. What depression does, and I've heard the word depression a long time, all my life. I never knew what it was, and you don't know what it is until you've been there. What depression does, if y'all just bear with me, let me take my time a little bit, okay? What depression does, it saps away the hope of life. And it saps away, you see, we live on hope. You hope for tonight. You're hoping for the next moment. You're hoping for tomorrow. You look forward to the next time you get together with your family. You look forward to these things. You look forward to the weekend. But what depression does, it takes away all that. And life becomes colorless. Are you listening to me? You're looking at a black and white picture of life. I was there almost 4 years ago. My nervous system collapsed. Amen. But I'm coming out, Brother Tracy. I had broken pieces, but I got a promise. And he said, I'm going to be with you. And when you come out on the other side, I'm going to be there waiting for you. You might be down today, but come on. Jesus has said, come on. I'm waiting for you on the other side. You can go through the trials. You can go through the heartaches. What's through me all the way out to the other side. Because he's never broken a promise. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Therefore, I will boldly say, the Lord is my helper. And I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Woo! Hallelujah. Come here, son. Where you at? Amen. Go up there and grab that banjo. I'm going to tell y'all a story. Some of you have heard this story. Amen. After about a year, about 2 years, after me suffering from anxiety and depression, yeah, I didn't think a preacher and any, a good Christian could ever suffer this. I was speaking to somebody this morning. I want you to know I lost 30 pounds, and I'm not a very heavy guy anyway. I lost 30 pounds in 1 month. Broken pieces. I'd wake up in the morning and the pressure was so great on my mind and my chest that I'd immediately have to run to the bathroom and throw up every morning. And my son was hearing this. Amen. Oh, I want you to understand, you don't know what the person next to you is going through. If you'll be obedient, the Lord will speak to you I'm telling you, the words, "You're going to make it," was worth $1 million. My wife would tell me, "Honey, you're going to come through it?" I'll tell you what, it meant a lot to me. It meant a lot to know who's calling me right this time of the morning. Amen. I'll tell you what, it meant a lot to me when she said, "You're going to be all right." You say, "Well, that ain't much." But if you'll tell somebody, if God speaks to you to call somebody and tell them, said, "There's a promise. He's still with you." Hope takes away the thing that hope takes away, and the adversary capitalizes on it and says, "God's not even nowhere near you." I wake up in the morning, and I live on the mountainside, and I'm looking off in the valley. Beautiful view, but it was so bleak. It didn't do anything for me. But you know what? I got to a point where I couldn't pray because I didn't have any faith. It's hard to pray without faith. Don't take advantage of your opportunity to pray. I'm listening. Listen to me now. And I know what it's like, sister, to be without sleep. One night I laid there so much, so hard, and was so down. And I told the Lord, I said, if you'll give me rest again, I will never take sleep for granted. If you once again give me rest, if you let me sleep, if you let me rest, I will never, ever take sleep for granted again. When I wake up in the morning now, after 7 hours of sleep, I say, "Ooh, thank you, God. I slept 7 hours. Can I testify a little bit? Is it all right to testify a little bit? I was like you. When I got to rest in those Sunday afternoons, nap was gone. And after a little while, I could sleep a little bit in the afternoon. I say, "Praise God. Amen. Something's happening here. I got hope again. Praise God." But I want you to understand, there were some mornings that I could not pray. And I'd kneel before the Lord in a little bench I got in my room. And I noticed the sun was shining through my window. And Lamentations came to me. "Great is thy faithfulness. It is the Lord's mercy that will not consume. Great is thy faithfulness. Thy mercies are new every morning." I couldn't pray with this. "Lord, can I just sing to you? Great is thy faithfulness, Lord God my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hands has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me." I got to singing that song one morning, amen, and I didn't know any more of it. I said, "God, I need to know the rest of that." And I knew my wife had a stash of songbooks that she gets. If you ain't careful, you'll miss a songbook after the day. Amen. She collects songbooks in different places. She might have y'all already. I don't know. But praise God. I knew where her songbooks were. And I said, "Lord, if I could just find that song, I want to sing more of it to you, God." It was just me and God. I've got a little hope going on here. A little sun is shining through my window. A little mercy is going on. Praise God. Mercy and truth meeting each other. Praise God. And I can see the light of day once again. Praise God. I went and got that book and opened it up. The first book I got to, there it was. "Pardon for sin and peace that endureth. In thy dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings are mine with 10,000s beside. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hands has provided. Great is thy faithfulness." You know what I got to do? I got looking at the promises, and I forgot about the pieces. Amen. I'm going to close here real quickly. Thank God. I hope somebody today is getting this. You're in a storm. You're in a battle. But God's promise is said, I'm going to never leave you alone. The pieces are broken, scattered on the ground. Come on, your son. Amen. 2 years ago, it was a year and a half after I'd been into this storm. We was in Prim, Arkansas. Some of y'all know where Prim, Arkansas is at. In the boondocks out there. Holding revival out there. And I was standing there. It was on Father's Day. I'll never forget. It was on Father's Day. And I was standing there before church. And this little boy right here. I say little. He's still little to me. He's my little boy. Amen. He was playing his music. And my banjo right there that you see was standing on the stand. And he bumped that stand. And it fell over. It fell over. And broke into pieces. Amen. Broke into pieces. The neck of that banjo snapped right in half. I love looking at instruments. They're beautiful things, beautiful arts to me, but this was no beautiful piece. The neck had broke and strings were hanging out everywhere. And my heart sunk. This is my 20-some, 30-year-old instrument here that's worth a couple $1,000, and here it is laying in pieces. As I reached down to pick up the pieces, I looked up in the face of my son, and I saw the big tears up in his eyes. You know what? The pieces didn't matter anymore. What mattered was what my son was feeling. I said, son, don't cry. I know the man who made it, and he'll fix it back. I was standing there that day, amen, and the service was going to the first song. The Lord said, did you get my picture this morning? Today is Father's Day, and I showed you how much I loved you. You're not upset at your son. You don't care about the pieces. All you care is what's going on in his heart right now. He said, Eddie, I'm trying to show you. I've seen your depression. I've seen your pieces. But I'm looking beyond the broken pieces, and I'm seeing your broken heart. Rejoice and be of good cheer, because I know who you are. I've got a broken, not a broken piece, but an unbroken promise for you. Woo! Hallelujah! I want you to understand this morning. I took that banjo back home, and I took it to the man that made it. And I've been playing it ever since. You can't tell it's been broken. If you got broken pieces this morning, guess what? I know the man that made your heart. If you got a broken heart, I know the man that made it. If you're in the storm, he can calm your storm, because he is the master. He's the master. Hallelujah. Broken pieces. Oh, somebody today, I know what you are. The Lord said, I know who you are. I know the storm you're going through. I understand the heartache. I understand the pressure of the adversary. I know your ship is sailing on a course that looks hopeless. But I've got a promise, never, never be broken. I will be with you all the way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord said, I'm going to meet you on the other side. So therefore, I'm going to stand on the promise. I don't care what comes. I don't care what the devil says. I don't care what he does. He's going to meet me on the other side. Holy God. Hallelujah. Will you stand all over this congregation? Will you stand this morning? Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Brother Terry, come to the piano. Hallelujah. If my wife and Sister Deborah would come and sing. Amen. You got broken pieces this morning. Amen. There's one that said, I will never leave you. Amen. He looked beyond the pieces. He's looking beyond the pieces. And he sees a broken heart. Hallelujah. He sees your children that's lost. Some mother today, you're grieving because of your children. You're worrying because of your children. You have anxiety because of your children. Keep praying, Mama. Keep praying, Mama. Keep praying, Dad. Them boys. Your family that's lost. It ain't hopeless yet. It ain't hopeless yet. I know it looks dark. But I'm relying on the promise that they sang about. Through the fire. Oh, God. Oh, hallelujah. One morning was one of those mornings. I'm going to tell this. I feel like telling it. I don't mean to embarrass my son. My wife came to me and said, your son's got a bad attitude this morning. You need to speak to him. That was almost impossible for me in the frame of mind that I was in. With that load, how could I speak sound words to my son? As I made my way to the living room, I said, son, come meet me in here. He came to me what I needed to do. I sat down beside this young lad right here. Do you know how much the Lord loves you this morning? I said, son, your dad's very sick, and I'm sorry to put you through this. Do you think you could pray for me right now? Lay hands on me, son. I laid my head over into his lap, and I began to feel the shakes of his chest. I began to feel the tears fall on my neck. That connection we made this morning, proved to me once again, God is no, he's not far off. He's not far from every one of us. He looked up and he said, God. At this age, he was about 13 years old. And I've heard him pray over his food. And I heard him pray at nighttime. But this time he said, God, would you help my daddy? And I felt the comfort of the Holy Ghost settle down in that room. I want you to know my boy stood up with a different attitude and went to school. And I stood up with a different attitude and I went to work. Because Jesus said, I promised you, where two or three are gathered in my name, I will be there in the midst of them. That is a promise. That is not a peace, but that is a promise. If you've got to have broken pieces to get there, keep on going. You're almost there. Yeah, you got broken pieces around your life. I know it. I know the stress and the strain of this life has become hard. But heartaches and broken pieces and ruined lives is why he came. I want you to tell the devil when he comes talking to you, the Lord's given me a promise. All you give to me is broken pieces. All right, we got one coming down. Somebody else want to make your way to this altar? Shakubu. Oh, come on, somebody, come on. I will serve you, Lord. There's others, come on. If you're hurting this morning, I believe God's got a promise for you this morning. Hey, I will never leave you. He's given life to us this morning. Are you hurting this morning? Come on. Are you hurting this morning? Come on. Are you broken this morning? Come on. Would you have your way this morning? Heartaches, broken pieces. Broken pieces. But not broken promises. Hey, man, if you will come and seek my face and turn from your wicked ways, then I, the Lord, will hear from heaven and heal your land and forgive you of all your sins.
To me.
Weep on, church. Weep on.
Calvary and your touch is what I long for. You have given life.
Come on, sisters. Oh, come on.
I will.
Come on, sisters. Weep before him. He knows what you're going through today. He understands the pieces that you have. But with the promise of God, we stand on the promises. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I was nothing before you found me. But you have.
Broken pieces. That's why he came this morning. The Holy Ghost has come to bend, to bind your broken heart, to help you to understand that he is with you, no matter how dark it gets. Oh, ruin
lives.
Amen. Hallelujah. Pray on, church. Weep on this morning. Your touch is what I long for. Your touch is what I long for, God. You've given me life. Oh, cry on, cry on, cry on, weep on. Lord, see my pieces this morning. Look at my brokenness, God. Look at my brokenness, God. Look at my heartache, God. But give me the promise, God, that I can stand on you, Lord. Heartaches.